Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
How funny is Bad Grandpa? Take it from the ticket seller at the multiplex. Quote, the girl at the concession counter had to use her inhaler 3 times. Don't take it from me. Then again, 2 moviegoers walked out during the first third of a recent matinee of Bad Grandpa at that same multiplex. Don't take it from me. Quote, next time, let's go to lunch and forget it when there's a bad movie, said an elderly woman to her 2 elderly female friends sitting in the row in front of me. The 3 women walked out about halfway through Bad Grandpa. Don't take it from me. Bad Grandpa opened at number 1 at the box office with a robust $32 million for their October 25 weekend. So, Bad Grandpa is clearly not only popular with the medical inhaler crowd. The premise of Bad Grandpa is that Johnny Knoxville, he of the Jackass TV series and movies, is disguised as Irving Zisman, an 86-year-old Caucasian senior citizen with no manners whatsoever, a preference for betting women, and a sense of humor that makes that of Borat look sophisticated. Bad Grandpa is a kind of senior citizen version of Borat, where the unsuspecting public is punked or put upon without apparently realizing it, all the while filmed with hidden cameras. It's a twist on the 1960s TV show Candid Camera, where Alan Funt tried to get the best of people. Bad Grandpa is a hybrid, though, as there is a bit of a storyline. And we emphasize bit of a storyline. Following his wife's death, Irving Zisman, played by Johnny Knoxville, drives he and his grandson Billy, played by Jackson Nicole, in a lime-green 2-door 1981 Lincoln Continental from Lincoln, Nebraska to Raleigh, North Carolina, where the boy's father is itching to gain custody, and especially the $600 per month stipend that goes with it, after the boy's mother is jailed for violating her drug charges parole. Along the way, grandpa and grandson get into all sort of hijinks and scrapes, many of which they perpetrate on apparently clueless strangers. These include mourners at grandpa's wife's funeral, employees at a shipping package firm, male strippers at a bar, patrons at a diner, attendees at a wedding reception, contestants at a child beauty pageant, and bikers. Jeff Tremaine, who directed the Jackass TV show and movies, directs Bad Grandpa from a screenplay he co-wrote with Johnny Knoxville, based on a story he co-wrote with Knoxville, Fax Barr, Adam Small, and Spike Jones. Bad Grandpa has a stunt coordinator, stunt persons, hidden camera operators, and special effects and makeup department, the latter to transform the 42-year-old Johnny Knoxville into the 86-year-old Bad Grandpa. You may wonder why I would review a movie like Bad Grandpa. For one thing, I was curious to see why Bad Grandpa opened at number 1. Take it from me, I still don't have a clue. Bad Grandpa is MPAA rated R for strong, crude, and sexual content throughout, language, some graphic nudity, and brief drug use. Opening November 15, The Best Man Holiday. College friends unite after 15 years during the Christmas season holiday. Terrence Howard, Regina Hall, Taye Diggs, Melissa D'Souza, Morris Chestnut, Nia Long, and Monica Calhoun star in the comedy. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.